Nonprofit organizations are navigating an evolving landscape of audit requirements and best practices. Effective nonprofit audit preparation remains crucial for ensuring compliance, enhancing transparency, and maintaining stakeholder trust. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore key aspects of preparing for your nonprofit audit, including lessons learned from recently implemented standards, emerging best practices, and strategies to navigate common challenges. The audit landscape for nonprofits has changed significantly in recent years, with new standards and economic factors shaping the process. So let's examine these changes and their implications for your organization. So first, let's talk about recently implemented auditing standards. Two significant auditing standards that became effective in late 2023 have now been in practice for a little while. The first one is SAS 143, Auditing Accounting Estimates and Related Disclosures. This standard has enhanced the quality and consistency of financial reporting by refining how auditors evaluate accounting estimates. For nonprofits, this has affected areas such as the valuation of donated goods and services, allowances for uncollectible pledges, and fair value measurements of investments. Nonprofits have had to adapt by providing more robust documentation and rationale for their accounting estimates. The second standard is SAS 145, Understanding the Entity and Its Environment. SAS 145 has emphasized the importance of auditors gaining a deep understanding of the organization's operations, internal controls, and risk assessment processes. This standard has resulted in more detailed inquiries about your nonprofit activities and processes. It's resulted in increased scrutiny of risk assessment procedures, and it has resulted in greater focus on how organizations identify and respond to risks. Organizations have had to ensure their teams can articulate their nonprofit's missions, programs, and operational processes clearly and comprehensively. Now, talking about the impact of economic factors on nonprofit audits, the current economic climate continues to present unique challenges for nonprofits. Inflation considerations. Rising costs have affected budget allocations and financial projections. Nonprofits have had to explain significant variances and how inflation has impacted their financial decisions. Many nonprofits have faced shifts in funding sources or amounts. Audits have included increased scrutiny of revenue streams, grant compliance, and financial sustainability plans. So the lessons learned from the first year of implementation of SAS 143 and 145 have emerged. The first, in the importance of documentation. Organizations that invested in robust documentation processes found their audits proceeded more smoothly. Detailed records of accounting estimates, risk assessments, and internal control procedures proved invaluable. Another lesson that has emerged from the early years of implementation of these two standards is the need for staff training. Nonprofits that provided comprehensive training to their finance teams on the new standards were better prepared to meet auditor expectations. Number three, the value of risk assessment. Organizations that embrace the enhanced risk assessment requirements of SAS 145 discovered opportunities to improve their overall risk management strategies. Number four, collaboration with auditors. Early and frequent communication with auditors helped organizations anticipate and address potential issues before they became significant audit findings. So, emerging best practices. based on experiences from the past year, several best practices have emerged for nonprofit audit preparation. The first is continuous risk assessment. Rather than treating risk assessment as an annual exercise, leading organizations have implemented ongoing risk monitoring processes. Number two, nonprofits are increasingly using data analytic tools to identify anomalies or trends in their financial data, preemptively addressing potential audit issues. A third emerging best practice that resulted is improved estimate documentation. Organizations are developing more comprehensive documentation processes for accounting estimates, including clear methodologies and supporting evidence. A fourth emerging best practice, integrating compliance monitoring. Leading nonprofits are integrating compliance monitoring into their daily operations rather than treating it as a separate audit prep task. Board engagement is a fifth one. Increased involvement of board members and finance committees in the audit preparation process has led to more robust financial oversight and better audit outcomes. Pre-audit preparation, essential steps. Effective nonprofit audit preparation begins well before the auditors arrive. So here are key steps to ensure that you are ready. Number one, organizing financial records. Ensure completeness and accuracy of financial statements. Reconcile all bank accounts, credit cards, and loan statements. Review and update fixed asset schedules. Verify the accuracy of accounts payable and receivable. Resolve discrepancies. Investigate and correct any unusual balances or transactions. Address any issues from prior year audits. Another major area in preparing is reviewing internal controls. Assess the effectiveness of your existing controls. Evaluate your segregation of duties. Review approval processes for expenditures. Check compliance with established policies and procedures. And implement necessary improvements. Addressing any weaknesses identified in previous audits. And update policies to reflect current best practices. And the third major area in being ready for your audits is preparing supporting documentation. Gather and organize grant agreements and compliance reports. Gather and organize board meeting minutes. Gather and organize important correspondence with donors, grantors, or other regulatory bodies. Gather and organize conflict of interest statements. And finally, gather and organize whistleblower policy documentation. Key focus areas for nonprofit audits. Revenue recognition is a key area. Proper classification of contributions and grants is essential for accurate financial reporting. So ensure you, number one, distinguish between exchange transactions and contributions, that you properly account for conditional contributions, and that you accurately record and value in-kind donations. Another major area is expense allocation. Accurate allocation between program and support services is crucial. So to prepare, you need to review and document your allocation methodologies, ensure consistency in applying allocation methods, and be prepared to justify your allocation rationale. Another major area in audits is functional expense reporting. With ASU 2016-14 requirements in full effect, we need to focus on clearly presenting expenses by both the nature of the expense and the function of the expense. Focus on providing transparent disclosures about allocation methods, and focus on ensuring consistency in reporting across years. Technology and cybersecurity considerations. There are data security measures. Protecting sensitive financial and donor information is paramount. Demonstrate compliance with data protection regulations by implementing robust encryption for financial data. establishing clear access controls and user authentication processes. And your organization should be regularly updating and patching financial systems. So we want to leverage technology for efficient audits. So embrace technology to streamline the audit process, utilizing data analytics tools to identify anomalies or trends. Prepare for potential remote auditing procedures and ensure your financial data is easily accessible in digital formats. So as we address common audit challenges, one area is the valuation of non-cash donations. So properly valuating non-cash donations can be complex. So focus on establishing clear methods for determining the fair value. Focus on maintaining detailed documentation of your valuation processes. And focus on consistently applying valuation methods across similar donations. Related party transactions. Auditors will scrutinize related party transactions closely. So prepare by identifying and disclosing all related party relationships. Ensuring all transactions that are related party are conducted at arm's length and documenting the business purpose and approval process for these transactions. In terms of compliance with donor restrictions, we must demonstrate proper use of restricted contributions. That is critical. So we want to implement systems to track restricted funds separately. We want to maintain clear documentation of how restricted funds are used and ensure financial reports clearly distinguish between restricted and unrestricted funds. So we want to navigate new disclosure requirements. The first is liquidity and availability of resources. Prepare both quantitative and qualitative disclosures to effectively communicate your nonprofit's liquidity. Clearly present financial assets that are available for general expenditures and explain any internal or external limits on the use of resources. Describe strategies for managing liquid resources. Functional expense reporting has some new disclosure requirements. So we want to ensure compliance with these enhanced disclosure requirements. So we must provide a clear analysis of expenses by function and nature, disclose methods used to allocate costs among program and support functions, and consider using visual aids like charts or graphs to enhance clarity. Preparing your team for the audit. Staff training and communication. Educate your team on audit processes and expectations. Conduct pre-audit meetings to review roles and responsibilities. Provide training on new accounting standards or audit requirements. Encourage open communication between staff and auditors. Keep leadership informed and involved. So you want to engage board and finance committee. Provide regular updates to them on audit preparation progress. Discuss potential audit findings with them or concerns on a proactive basis. Engage the board in reviewing and approving financial statements. Post-audit actions. Develop action plans to address any issues identified in the audit findings. Implement recommended improvements promptly and follow up on prior year findings to demonstrate progress. So we want to leverage these audit results for organizational improvement. Use audit insights to enhance financial management. Analyze your audit results to identify areas for process improvement. Communicate audit outcomes to stakeholders transparently, and use audit recommendations to strengthen financial policies and procedures. Nonprofit organizations have the benefit of a year or two of experience with SAS 143 and SAS 145. The focus now shifts from implementation to refinement and optimization of audit processes. By incorporating lessons learned and emerging best practices, nonprofits can approach their audits and future audits with confidence and use the process as an opportunity for continuous improvement. Remember, a well-prepared audit not only ensures compliance, but also provides valuable insights for improving your nonprofit's financial management and overall effectiveness. As you refine your audit preparation strategies, consider how you can leverage the audit process to ensure your organization's financial practices and mission impact. If you need assistance in optimizing your nonprofit audit preparation, don't hesitate to reach out to the experts at Temple Management. Our team specializes in nonprofit accounting and can help you navigate the evolving audit landscape while maximizing the value of the audit process for your organization. You can contact us at www.templemanagement.cpa or email us at info@templemanagement.cpa.